Men might talk the way they do because they want to be associated with the class of men. So it's not sex class as in social class, but it's in the class of women and the class of men, as Bertrand Russell talked about logical types. All these approaches that I've just described have the same end, to move past a simplistic dichotomy by which we say men talk this way, women talk that way, and move toward a more complex and, in fact, more accurate way of understanding how real men and real women use language to accomplish their many daily challenges at home and at work. To what extent the patterns I've been describing are the result of biological differences, that is nature, or cultural learning, that is nurture.
After listening to Lecture 12, a student posed this question to Professor Tannen. Where does profanity fit into the equation? Let's listen to the professor's response.
I'm glad you asked me about profanity because it's such an interesting and such a vexed issue. I'm frequently asked why it is that young people today use so much profanity. And my comment often is that I believe young people used profanity in the past, but we didn't hear it so much in the public domain. And as we know, not only young people, but people of all ages, in the past, perhaps used profanity, but they only did it in private. Now we're hearing it on television, we're hearing it in the movies, and kids pick it up. This can apply to boys as well as girls. The example of the police officer in Bonnie McElhinney's study is particularly revealing. This young female rookie said that she had to change her way of speaking to get the demeanor of a police officer, and one way she did that to act tough was to start swearing. And then she commented that she later toned it down. The truth is that when a woman swears, the impact is very, very different than when a man swears. So the swearing is something that really pinpoints the dilemma of the identity as a woman and the identity as a police officer. When we think we're simply performing the identity of the job that we're doing, in her case, police officer, it's interpreted through our being female or male. When a woman uses swear language, many people will see her not as tough, but as a bad sort of woman. Women's value is always being judged by their inherent goodness or badness in a way that, yes, of course, we all think about men and as being either a good person or a bad person, but not in the same way that a woman's value is somehow based in her character. Men are judged more by their actions and women more by their inherent character. So the issue of women using swear words becomes very complicated because many people will see her as marking herself as a bad sort of woman if she's heard to swear in public. But this does at the same time limit her ability to be one of the guys if she's in that sort of job. It's funny, the issue of women swearing has come up in conversations that I've had with pilots. One airline pilot was telling me that with the advent of women airline pilots, women were turning up in cockpits, which previously were the sole domain of men. The male pilots swear a lot in the cockpit, apparently, usually not when the PA system is on. And apparently some of the early women who first started working as pilots would also try adopting this habit of swearing in order to be one of the guys. And the pilot that I talked to at least told me that the other pilots thought very ill of a woman who did that. So that was a way in which she really didn't have that option to be one of the guys in that way.
This ends Lecture 12.